in the lunchtime edition. Priceless historical artifacts stolen from Parliament, believed to have been taken by a well-known street character. The police said to be now trying to retrieve those items. Tourism officials predict what could be a record-breaking number of arrivals for the upcoming winter season. Meantime, this year's Food and Rum Festival hailed as a major success, and the Water and Sanitation Master Plan to be completed over the next year. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Law enforcement authorities are seeking to recover a number of items of high national historical value that have been stolen from the Barbados Parliament Museum. As first reported by the Sunday Sun newspaper, the stolen items comprise several priceless artifacts, including the jacket which Barbados's first Prime Minister Errol Barrow wore on November the 30th, 1966, during the ceremony to mark the transition of this country from being a British colony to being an independent, self-ruled state. The items were stored in glass cases that were found shattered, although no one appears to be certain exactly when the break-in occurred. According to the Sunday Sun, more than 20 artifacts have gone missing, including items that belonged not only to Mr. Barrow, but also former Premier Sir Grantley Adams and his son, the late former Prime Minister Tom Adams. Starcom Network News' own investigations indicate that the authorities are working on the theory that the items may have been taken by a well-known street character who had been sleeping on the Parliament compound after being removed from the nearby Treasury building area as part of a cleanup of that location. Starcom Network News understands that the street character is reported to have been seen wearing Mr. Barrow's jacket and that the police are now working to recover the historical item. Well, this year's winter tourism arrivals are expected to surpass that of last year's, as well as that of 2019, which was a record-breaking year. This is the prediction of chair of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams. Mrs. Williams tells Starcom Network News they have boosted airlift into the island and a number of new airlines are scheduled to arrive this season.
And it's projecting to surpass last year's winter season and even surpass 2019. We're seeing new airlines coming in. So we have these inaugurals coming in. You just saw Cayman's inaugural. You will see the inaugural of a new aircraft out of London Gatwick, which is a budget-friendly aircraft. And this would really feed into the hoteliers, you know, with the smaller hoteliers and the Airbnbs.
She also projects a significant increase in the number of cruise ship calls here.
The amount of ships we also have coming in for the season. We're going to have a record-breaking year for ports of call for cruise as well. So we are looking forward to a wonderful winter season, but we are not stopping there. We are continuing to work hard and build out Barbados, not only as the best destination in the Caribbean, but also the most convenient destination in terms of hubbing through Barbados as well.
Mrs. Williams says this year's Barbados Food and Rum Festival was a success, and several people came into the country for the festival.
I would love to say it was a success, and we only can move from strength to strength. We had seen a lot of tourists coming in for the festival for the first time. We had travel groups coming in and participating. We moved into a very rainy Saturday morning on the beach. That was epic. What ended that lovely weekend was the night at Ilara Court. Last night was epic. I cannot feel more proud to be able to see our local acts as well as our African star, Aria Star. So this link between Barbados and Africa is growing, and we just are looking forward to even better next year.
Chair of Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams, in the lunchtime edition. A Water and Sanitation Master Plan is to be completed over the next year, under which use of suck wells may be discontinued in several areas that will be sewered. This has been disclosed by former Manager of Engineering at the Barbados Water Authority, Dr. John Wansa, who is currently a consultant to the BWA. He was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program as he and other experts sought to explain the plan to treat water from sewage systems and reinject it into the aquifers.
The BWA is currently preparing a water and sanitation master plan. The intention of preparing a sanitation and water master plan is that we'll be in a position to decide which areas need to be sewered, in which case we will have centralized sewage treatment plants. When those centralized sewage plants are implemented, then the properties within the collection areas for those wastewater treatment plants will no longer be using the suck wells to dispose of their wastewater. They will be connected to the sewage treatment plants.
Dr. Wansa and the other experts argue that wastewater treated and re-injected into the ground will be of a better quality than water currently filtered into the aquifer from home use. Meantime, Dr. David Farrell, principal of the Caribbean Institute of Hydrology and Meteorology, highlighted the importance of water reuse given climate change.
But the other challenge that we have in terms of the need for additional water is really, as we battle things like climate change, we're going to be looking at reduced precipitation. In some calculations, it's going to be about 20% reduction in precipitation, which means that there will be less groundwater in the system. And so we need to capture as much water that we can and reuse that water, whether it's for agriculture or for some other purpose.
Dr. David Farrell, Hurricane Tammy expected to strengthen slightly, then weaken as it spun over open waters after making landfall in Barbuda. The storm is located about 260 miles north-northwest of Anguilla. According to meteorologist Brian Shield, Tammy is expected to strengthen slightly in the upcoming days and then weaken as it moves closer to Bermuda. And just over 5,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip since Israel launched a relentless attack against the beleaguered enclave after an attack by Hamas inside Israel more than 2 weeks ago. Health officials in Gaza today revealed that about 40% of the 5,087 people killed are children on a day when Israel's army said it carried out more than 300 new air attacks within 24 hours. Our top stories. Priceless historical artifacts stolen from the Barbados Parliament believed to have been taken by a well-known street character. The police said to be now trying to retrieve those items. Tourism officials predict what could be a record-breaking year of arrivals for the upcoming winter season, in fact. Meantime, this year's Food and Rum Festival hailed as a major success. A water and sanitation master plan to be completed over the next year, under which use of suck wells may be discontinued in several areas that will then be sewered. A climate expert warns that the expected lower rainfall could put Barbados's water supply under pressure. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.